Hier, lest gemoen dat hij een dalem om een wees. Wie haar teuf, we haar korea amenaas lid voor. Which question? Ja, korea amenaas lid voor. If you korea, you rip something with a kavona amenaas lid voor to sew it back again, je chayiv. Because stam korea, stam ripping is a kilkul for kilkul yipotter on Shabbos. Then ask me with a korea amenaas lid voor. You're ripping amenaas to sew it back again better. Where did they rip something in the Mishkan? What do you have to rip? They used to sew, they made curtains. What do you have to rip? Gemara Rabba Rabzeira de Amitavayu. Shekain Uriah Shenofo Bordana. If they had the Uriah, if they had the curtain, Shenofo Bordana, that the ants came and ate it up a little bit. Shenofo Bordana. Is curtain board used to cut out the part around where the ant with Talas ate it. The Teufrenois, and then they would sew it back again. That's called the Korea. You're ripping it now, the curtain. I'm not to take off this bad spot, and then you're going to sew it back again. So that's called the Korea. I'm not to for an Yechai if you do this on Shabbos. So Drashi Darna Terlas, ants, worms. Or Menachiv by neck of cotton, they make a small hole in the curtain, the ogle, and it's round. But Sorok Le Korea Lamati, you have to rip it on the bottom, Ulamal on top is a naked. Shloitaya Tura Suya Kamotim Kamotim. That the stitch shouldn't be like together. Or get hard, so they had to rip it out and then sew it back again. So that's the case of the Korea Almanat Litva. Omar Rab Zutra Bar Tuvia. Omar Rab, Ha Moitech Achut Shel Tfira B'Shabbos. If somebody pulls a string, Moshe, you have a Mos Negei, if you have your button, that your button has come out falling off, and you have the string and you want to pull the string to tighten the button on. Or you have a Tfira, you have a went through already two stitches, and the string is hanging out. And it got a little bit loose. If you pull the string now to tighten it, you'll be chayiv mishum teifer. If you pull chut the string shel tefira that was already sewn in twice, the Shabbos is chayiv chatis. It's a chayiv chatis for this. No, round and round is nothing. That's nothing. If you just pull it, if it's loose, and you pull it now to tighten it, that's called you're strengthening the stitches. So you're making new stitches now. Rashi hamoitech chut shel tefira. Beged ha-tofu, you have a beged that was sewn up. V'oimid, v'heniach ha-chut orach. And they left the chut, they left the string, a long string sticking out. V'nispardu shtei chatichos ha-beged. As in the two pieces that were sewn together, got a little loose now. Zumizu, b'miktas. V'chutei ha-tfiros nimshochem. And you have the string that's attached in the two together. U'moitech es roshi ha-chut, when you pull the end of the string, lahadik ulechaber lulechaber. You're pulling it to make the two pieces come back close together again. Like if a button comes, falls out, you pull the string to make the button come closer. Zui tfirosai, that's called the tfira, v'chayiv yichayiv on Shabbos. Vaitam, v'haloime dover echad min hamogush. If somebody learns something from a mogush, is chayiv misa. It has a chayiv misa. We'll soon see what a mogush means. So Rashi, Aloimet Dovrecha Min Hamogush, it means Min, that means not be curious, some is Dovrecha and Avoy Dezora. Hamam Shichol Avoy Dezora, a missionary, all he talks about is Avoy Dezora. Afilo Dvar Torah Osalumu Dimenu. Even if he wants to give you a shir, wants to teach you Dvar Torah, Dvar Lof, he could be a Yid. But if his, what his purpose is, to be Moshech Avoy Dezora, all he thinks now about is Avoy Dezora, it's also to learn anything from him. Because anything you learn, you have to be afraid he's going to interpret it or make you be Moshech after the Avoy Dezora. Somebody has this Chochmah that he knows how to look into the stars to make the Tzkufas and the Mazolus. Well, so to Rashi, he could tell a Mazol of the stars. He could tell what's going to happen because he looked into the star. There's such a Chochmah like that. So somebody knows how to do this. And he doesn't do it, he doesn't make the cheshbin, is osla sapremen. It's not a nice thing. You're not using out the chokhmah you have. And like you're supposed to put him into nidu, like into cherim, and don't talk to him. So drashi by yedeya. Hani tlash maitetor sham inu ma'azutu mirav ki hadodi v'gasinu. As he learned these three halachas together, that's why they're putting them now together, even though they have nothing to do one with the other. Amgusha the Drashi, the Armina Bakalduk the Ravashmo Pligiba. That's next month. So that's tomorrow now. Amgushi, Amgushto, it should be Amgusha. What does it mean? Ravashmo, it's always a machlokes Ravashmo, what this word means. Chado Macharshi, some says it means a Machashefa, Kishif Macha, that's what it means. Vechado Magadufi, so one's no, Gadufi is a Drashi, Min Odik Bavoy Dezerum, somebody that's Keseda being Oyver Avoy Dezoron, or Megadiv Tomides Hashem, and Keseda is cursing Hashem, or Meisis Hanoshon Avoy Dezoron, and he talks people in to be Oyver Avoy Dezoron. That's called Amgushi. So the Gemara Testayim, the Rav, the Yom Gedufi, that Rav is the one that says Amgushi means this Oduk to Avoy Dezoron. The Yom Rav Zutya Batub Yom Rav, Ha'aloi Mei Dover Echa Min Hamogush. It's our first halacha. If somebody learns one word, even a Dvar Torah, you listen to his pshat, his Dvar Torah, somebody that's an apikuris, that's being oivet, avoid the Zorah, Kesedah, is chayiv misa, is a chiv upon misa. Now, di saka that the harsh shifting that told me I'm gushi, mizoni mechashiv, or kishiv macha, so why you chayiv misa? Hoksiv, the posik says, loy silmoid lasis. You're not supposed to learn to do kishiv. Torah doesn't want you to be a kishiv macha. You're allowed to learn this chokhmah just to know about it and to be able to teach it. But avi, you're not going to practice it. You're not going to be a machashif yourself. You're allowed to learn this inyan. So if you're allowed to do it, why is the chiv misa? If you learn one word from him, so it's a chloraya that the pshat l'rav holds that what's called amgushi is called a mesis. Somebody that's moshich you to avoid the zora. So for him, it's also to learn even one word. Because anything you learn from him, we're afraid it's kavon risk to be moshech you to avoid the zora. That's going to be an issa deraisa. Strashi, these takadai to harshi, that only means a harshi mechashiv, the time of mishum besiv. Lo yimotzi b'chol mechashifom, you shouldn't find between the yidin. Or mechashifa, that's why you should learn from him. The kochoshiv mechashiv, it's only also to learn this chokhmah of kishiv if you have kavanah to do it. Stam to understand it. Now you want to know this chokhmah, today someone's going to be a novi sheker and they'll come and tell you he's an emes novi. So you'll be able to tell he's a sheker. Like you could know this chokhmah, you'll see what he's doing. So you're allowed to learn it to know what's going on. So as I hear, why you chayiv misa if you learn one word from him, you're allowed to learn this chokhmah. So Rashi testayim the gnufihu, hilka kol devar of divri avoy dezorah. That this person is a person that's dovik in avoy dezorah, and anything he talks about is like missionary, always about the avoy dezorah. Vehistalak me olav shlo yesiyacha. Stay away from him, that he shouldn't talk you into being away with avoy dezorah. That's nisa deraisa, and you chayiv misa. Vaitem. Love and horis. Testayim, yes, a good raya. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum ba Kapora, Kol Hayadeya Lachashiv B'tkufas Mazolus. Anybody knows this Chochmah, to look in the stars and see the Mazolus and to know what's going to happen, V'yeina Choshev, and he doesn't use this Chochmah, that doesn't make the Cheshbin, is all of a Kosa Voimer, V'yes Perel Hashem Lo Yabitu. He's not looking into what Hashem made. O Maisa Yodiv Laro. He didn't see the Maisa what Hashem created. There is such a chokhmah, and if you have it, you should use it. And if you're not using it, you're not using out the chokhmah that Hashem gave you. So the more of you, Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yechinen, Minayin shemitzvah al odom, lechash yetzkufas amazolos. How do you know there's a mitzvah upon a person to know this chokhmah, to make the tkufas and the mazolos? Shenema, the posik says, Ushmartem vaatisem ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem leine yamin. You should listen and do the Torah, because this is the chokhmah and the bina in the eyes of the goyim. Eizel chokhmah bina shilene amim. What's called the chokhmah and the bina in the eyes of even the goyim? Have yoimez the chishav tkufas and mazolus. That someone has this chokhmah, he could make the cheshbin of the tkufas and the mazolus. So Rashi leine amim shechokhmah hanikerasi. This is the chokhmah. Everybody realizes it. Shemar lehem. What is this chokhmah? You tell the people, show the people simin ledvorav. In the way the sun is moving, v'hamazolus, or else how the stars are moving, shemidim kidvorev, they're made like you're going to say. Shoimel, you're going to say shana zu gishuma. This year is going to be a good gishmak year. There's going to be a lot of geshem. V'hi kein shana zu, and that's the way it's going to be. Real shana zu shchuna. This year is not going to be so good. V'hi kein, and that's what came out. Shekol itim lefi mahalach hachama. Whatever is going to happen in this world, really the chokhm is how the chama, how the sun moves around the mazlaseh with all its stars. and when this one's created, when that one's created, b'mazel toli akol, everything is told in the mazel of the stars. Lefi hashor hamascheles l'shamish b'chnisa sacham l'mazel. When the sun first comes into orbit, or when the stars come into its mazel, lefi how it goes in, that's the way it's going to be the year. So if you have this chokhmah, you could tell from the stars how the year is going to be. It's going to be a gishmak year, or a panosa, you're not going to have panosa. There's such a chokhmah. So if somebody knows this chokhmah, doesn't do it, there's an issam. While the Torah says, Ushmatim achisim ki chokhmas maslan ya'amin. If you have this chokhmah, it's a good thing to show off with, to show the goyim like we're smart people.
What?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit, yeah. There's a chidish mashu, what the mazol is. You can push to tell what's going to go in the world, what's going to happen. Right. Hatzatzvi. The Mishnah says, another av malocher is seda. If you capture an animal, turn around on it. Hatzat chalozin. If you capture this fish, the chalozin, that from the blood, they used to make the tail of the blue wool. They used to squeeze out the blood, and it was very blue. That's how you made the tail of the blue. Is hatzatzvi. If you catch this fish on Shabbos, if you catch it, you squeeze it out. You squeeze out the blood from the fish. Is a nechayiv alachas. You only chayiv one malacha. That's all. Just one av malacha. Trashi apoytzayu means doichkoi biyodosh yotzidomoi. You squeeze it with your hands so that the dam should come out. Is the chiddush a nechayiv alachas. Trashi mishum tzeder. You only over the east of capturing the fish. But for squeezing out the blood, that is no issur. Nothing more soon when you ask the kasha, why not? Look, you're doing malachas by squeezing out the dam. But that is halacha yoni chay for the tzeder capturing it, not for squeezing out the dam. Zot Gemara in halachas. Reb Yehuda loy mechayiv shtayim. Reb Yehuda says no, yechayiv two malachas. Shor Reb Yehuda loy me petziya bechlal disha. By making this psiya, squeezing out the dam, the blood, out of the fish, that's bechlal disha. So Rashi, bechlal disha. Well, what is disha? Disha is you're banging the wheat when it still is in a sheaf. So you're taking out the kernels of the wheat from the sheaf, from the psoilus. That's disha. So here also, you're taking out the blood from the fish. So Rashi, bechlal disha. Shemafarek doma himenu. You're separating the blood from the fish. Kemafarek tfua mikashin. Just like dash. Dash is separating the sheaf, the hard part of the tfuam of the wheat from the kernels. Shalor. Says Mama Shomlechas Disha. Omruloi, the Rabboni answered back to Yehuda, no. And Psiya Bechlal Disha. He answered back, no. Squeezing out the fish, that's not Bechlal Disha. Disha is Disha, and this is not Disha. The Gemara will soon say, why not? The Gemara, I'm a rover, my time with the Rabboni. What's the time of the Rabboni? Why not? Why isn't squeezing out the blood of the fish just like you're squeezing out the kernels of the wheat from a sheaf? Have the Gemara Kesavri, we hold halacha, ain't disha ella legdule karka. There's only the isha disha on something that grows out of the ground. So on tfua, on wheat, on peiris, that's where we have this isha disha of separating the fruit from its sheath, from its psoilus. Mashenkein fish is not called gdule karka. There's no isha disha on fish. So squeezing out the blood, even though you're getting the blood out of the fish, is a type of halacha of disha. There's no isha derisa. But when you squeeze out the blood, eventually you kill it. So for killing it, you be chayiv mishum n'tilas neshama. Poshe, that's like part of the malach of sheichit. Sheichit is one of the obvious malachis, and the malach of shechit is poshe is n'tilas neshama. By killing something, taking out its neshama, that's an av malacha. So here, squeezing out the blood, you're zicha going to kill it. So why aren't you chayiv mishum n'tilas neshama? Amar Rav Yechanan shepotzo meis. We're talking about you capture the fish, but then you let it die by itself. You just took it out of the water, and it died by itself. And after it died, then you squeeze out the blood. So you're not doing a ma'isa tilas neshama. That's why you're not chayiv for taking out the neshama. Rav amenein, afilu teima shepatzei chai. Rav says, no, like we'll soon see, it's better off the blood is more bluer than. It's better tchilis if you take the blood out when it's alive. So if Emerson, you're squeezing out the dam, and Poshe, you're killing it when all the dam comes out. So Tzvik Shveda Kasher, why aren't you chayiv mishum the tilas neshama? You're taking away the neshama, you're killing the animal, you're killing the fish. And the Gemara, misasek hu etzel n'tilas neshama. You have a p'tura misasek. Like you're not really, your kavana now is not to kill the fish. You don't want to kill it. Your kavana is to take the blood out. I'm a male of the fish dies. That's called like misasek. Let's see Rashi. Misaseku etzel natilos neshama. Kloima. Legabi natilos neshama, legay to the kavona. Do you have intention of killing it now? Of taking the neshama out of the fish? Having misaseku b'dav racher. It's considered you're being oisik and doing something else. That's not what you're machavim to do now. Bloyheve meleches machsheves. That's not called the meleches machsheves. Shein miskavin shiyomas. You don't have kavona, which you kill, it should die. So Rashi learning, like those from Tois also be sound, that really the Ptur of Mesasig is the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. You have to have Kavona to know exactly what you're doing. Here you're not being Mechavin and killing it. You'll be Mechavin taking out the blood, not in killing it. So if you're taking out the blood, you'll be Mesasig. That's the way Rashi learns. Tois learns that you're not really a Mesasig, or else Tois has Kasha that Mesasig is Chayiv over here. The Tois learns the portion of Ptur from any Mechavin. Poshtri, you're not mechavin killing it. Your kavanah is I'm taking out the blood. You're not mechavin to kill it. So since you're not mechavin to kill it, it's like a ptur of any mechavin. For then the Torah is very good next Gemara's kasha. For the Gemara, Abba Abaye v'Rova d'Yamr Tavayu, Moide Rabbi Shimon, both the Abaye v'Rova both said that Rabbi Shimon, he's the one that always says Dovah Shein Mechavin is mutter. But even Rabbi Shimon is Moide, the Psikresha v'lo Yomus, that Yichayiv. In a case like in this case, where your mom is cutting off the head of the chicken, you can't say you're not mechavan to kill it, even if you're not mechavan to kill the chicken. But by cutting off the head, it's a psikration, it has to die. So something that has to happen, you're chayiv, even though you're not mechavan. That's considered like you have kavona. Here also, if you're squeezing out the blood, so you're not mechavan to kill it, but the mitzvah is squeezing out the blood of the fish, kills the fish. So it's called a psikration. So how could you say your potter causes any mischavin? I'm moedir Reb Shimon, where it's a psik ratio, where it has to happen, that you chayiv. Any mischavin always is chayiv, where it's not vade, it has to happen. That we had before, you drag the chair along the floor. So you're not mechavin to make scratches in the floor, to make harisha. So we say, your kavanah is tam dragging along the chair, you want to get the chair inside. So if you drag along, if it's not 100%, you have to make scratches in the floor, even though now you make some scratches, still it's mutter. Well, then you're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Even though by walking on grass, sometimes you rip off the grass, but you're not mechavan to pull off the grass, and it's not a psik ratio. It doesn't have to happen that when you walk through the grass, every step rips out grass. Therefore it's mutter. But in the case where it's a psik ratio, with vade has to happen, the must you be walking through very large, very tall grass. And by you walking through it, you have to pull it out. It's tak also to walk there on Shabbos then, because that's called the psik ratio. If it has to happen, and it's happening, you can't say you're not mechavim to pull it out. That's moedir of Shim, where it's a psik ratio chayiv. So where the kasha here is, since you're squeezing out the blood, and by taking out the blood, the fish has to die, so what do you mean you're potter? For the teals to shama, because you're not mechavim, but it's a psik ratio. And for the Gemara, shani hocha. Here it's a little bit, this psik ratio is different. The kama dispe neshama tfei nichalei. As long as it's alive, as long as the neshama is inside the fish, you like it better. You tfei nichalei. Ki hecha de leitzol tziva. In other words, the blue, the dye of the blood is better because the man the fish is alive. So your whole kavana of squeezing out the blood is bedavka to get the blood out, but with the kavana you want it to stay alive. It is called Pashat of Sigresha de Loi Nichalei. You're not Nichi, you're not happy with what's happening. It was up to you, you would not want it to die. Because as long as it's alive, the blood comes out better, it comes out with a better color. It's Tziva Tfei, it has a better, clearer color. So it's called the Psigresha de Loi Nichalei. You don't want it to die. So with Loi Nichalei, then you potter. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi Tfei Nichalei. Shedam Hachai, Kozaman, the blood is coming out of a live fish. Toiv, it's better, midam hameis, from the blood coming out of a dead fish. V'chiv, on the chol atzmei mischav v'toruch. L'shoim roi, shelo yomas b'yodoi, when he's squeezing out the blood, he's very carefully to try his best not to kill the fish. Afilu meis, even if the fish does die, ein kan elo mesasik. This is called the mesasik that you put him. V'chimoydi Rav Shimon, when does Rav Shimon say yichayiv apsik reisha, v'midid lo nichvas lei. It doesn't bother you if it happens or not. Imis rami. If it happens, yes. If it happens, no, it doesn't bother you. Yes, yes, no, no. So then we say, if it has to happen, yichayiv. Miyo yichavin lo mechavin. You're not mechavin. So you want to have a p'tur of any mechavin you don't have, because since it's a psik reisha. But over here, where it's lo nichalei, psik reisha, lo nichalei, then we don't say a blaiz mechavin, then you talk a potter. Tosfos learns the pshat from loy nichel loy is then applies like a melacha shen tzrich legufa. There's not really a p'tur of any meskavin. Als the any meskavin the kapar, since it's a psikresha, you'll be chayiv. Something that vaday has to happen, it's considered as if you have kavonim. Whether you care, whether you want it, you don't want it to happen, since it vaday has to happen, that's called yimechavin. So Tosfos learns what the Gemara is saying at Teretz, loy nichelei, you would not want it to die. That's a p'tur of a melacha shen tzrich legufon. Whereas it was up to you, you would not want it to die. So the killing, you can't be chayiv for killing it, because it was up to you, you'd rather it be alive. That's called a melacha shen tzrich legufon. Melacha tzrich legufon means you want what's happening. You want it to die. If you'd want a fish to be dead, then you'd be chayiv for killing it. But here that you don't want it to die, that's called the melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. You do not want the goof of killing it, and that's why you potter. That's the way Tosis learns. Rashi is mashmanom. That's a p'tur on any meskavin. It's called the psikresh l'nichalei. When you don't want it to happen, you're not chayiv, even though it's a psikresh, it's not called meskavin. So Kopen, that's why you potter, even though metzias you're killing the fish, but since you don't want it to die, you potter. Either Rashi learns it's potter cause as lanichale, even though it's a p'tur of any meskavin, and the way Tosis learns the p'tur from lochish and tzrich legufa. Vayta, havia shoichtoi. The Mishnah says another malacher is shoichtoi. If you shecht, you kill an animal. For the Gemara, shoichet mishumai chayiv. What's the yav malach involved about shechting an animal? So Rashi, shoichet mishumai mechayiv. Rashi before that, the litzla tzibaga sinishtei maris tzivot lula. It should be more clearer the dye, the blood, kozaman, the fish is alive, it's more clearer the blood. Shoichet mishumai mechayiv. Shchita bimleches ha-mishkon. Rashala, when they did a shchita in the mishkon, that when they killed the animal, they didn't kill the animal, I'm not to eat it there. They killed it, I'm not to use the skin. So that's the shayla hecha. Omaya vidite. What did they do it for in the mishkon? They used to kill the elim to get the red skin off it. Is lomli bushchita v'chanika na misagi. But when they killed the elim in the mishkan, they didn't kill it. I'm not eat it. They didn't even eat the meat. No, the ikka kavana was just to have the skin. So really, they could have just strangled it. They didn't have to shecht it. So the shal was when they made the shchita in the mishkan, what's the melacha they did? Hey, that's pshita. When we do a shchita now, like when the Mishnah says shoichit, havada means yechayfin on the nutils to shama. You shechtin the animal not to kill it, so that you can eat it. That's pshita in the Mishnah. We want to know now in the Mishkan though, when they killed the animal in the Mishkan, it wasn't almanas to eat it. It was just almanas to get the skin out of it. So what was the melacha being done? Like Tosfos also, the Baron Tosfos speaks out. Lava shoichit the mastisin koi. We're not asking the question of when the Mishnah says shchita. So he pshitad lehevi elam mishum tzilas neshama. When we go and shecht an animal, our rikka kavonah is to kill the animal so we can eat it. We're doing a good shechita. So our kavonah is to make an tzilas neshama. That's the av malach of shechit. Till it's soybe tanan bedim asisin el ashechad yamakoi. Because we'll soon see the other psan of the mission in the Gemara here. Why yechai mishum shechit is yechai mishum tzadeya. You're dying the animal. You're dying the neck when you shecht it, so the neck of the animal now looks very red. It sells for fresh meat. So a butcher likes to have the meat to be all red, full of the blood. It looks much fresher. So the tzata say the reason why you chayiv a shechid is because you're dying the meat, you're making it red. So that's why he says, the Mishnah, when it says shechid, zichid doesn't mean dying. Because the Mishnah itself says tzavei by melacha by itself. So in the Mishkan, when it says shechit, zichit means tam, killing the animal. But the shalom is now in the Mishkan. When they shechted, they killed the animals in the Mishkan, what malach, what was the rikin kavona? What's the machlokes? Rabbama mishum tzeveya. In the Mishkan, when they killed the animal in the Mishkan, the am malach was tzeveya. You're like dying the animal right now. We'll soon see what you need this dying for, what the dying is doing. That's Pashid. Yechayiv al Tatils Neshama. For killing it, Yechayiv. And who I didn't say before, if you take a fish and you kill the fish, even though you're not doing the Maisa Shchita, because the Ab Malacha Shchita is not the Malacha Shchita, you're cutting the Samamonim, you're cutting the Simonim, you're making Heter Achila. Even if you wouldn't have Heter Achila, the Malacha is the Matthias of Tatils Neshama, that's the Malacha. Yechayiv Mishum Tatils Neshama. What then if you kill a person Achmonis on Shabbos, you also chayiv an ab malacha from the tzilas neshama. Right? Because somebody said there's only a chiv of tzeveya and not mishum tzil tshama. So the Gemara ema af mishum tzeveyin. Here's the first man the other means to say that sometimes it could be two chiyuvim for killing the animal. Avad, everybody's masking killing an animal has the yis of tzil tshama. That's one av malacha. But sometimes you could even have a second av malacha is tzeveya. Rashi mishum tzeveya she tzeveya tabosa shebeis tashchita. It's around the neck where you shech the animal, you make the blood there red. You make the meat red. What kavanah do you have to make tzviyah? And in the Mishkan, the mamish did tzviyah there. They used to dye the samamonim, they used to dye the ureas, the curtains. So around that they had the malacha tzviyah. So we'll soon see what kind of tzviyah they do by shechita. Omar Rav, Milsa the Amri, the things that I'm saying, Ema Bo Milsa, let's say a tam to it. The Leilesi Dori Basra, that the next generation should not come, Velichu Olai, and Stam laugh at me. And here I'm saying, Amad Nezach, I'm saying that when you shecht an animal, Yichai Mishum Tzeveya. Where's their dying? Gotta do with shechting it. Vishlei Motiyos Nesham is good, you're taking away the Nesham, you're killing it. But I'm saying, Alchur Amad Nezach, let me explain myself. What if somebody wanted to be dyed? Why do I care if the meat is red now from the blood or not? Have the Gemara nicha de lisvosa beis hashchita dama. You're very happy, the butcher is happy, if by the beis hashchita, by the neck, if it's full of red blood there. If the meat looks red. Ki hechad leschaze inshi, people should see this nice red meat. V'leisa lesvinimenei, people rush to buy it. The male, the butcher, is happy that the meat is dyed red from the blood. It makes the meat look nicer. So that's an issa malach of tzaveya. So Rashi, mishum tzil tshama, the tzil tshama be mishkan beilim madomim v'tachesh v'chalosin. Anything used to kill this is in tzil tshama. Af mishum tzaveya v'naf gemin l'chiyuv v'tarti. If this man the emah holds, you can have both chiyuvim when you make a shita. Yemilsa the Amri Emo, Dovet Tema, I'm saying Lechura, Dovet Tema, I'm saying now. Omarti, Lahaskit Tzviya Veshchita, I'm saying there's an Isha Tzviya of dying it by the Shchita. Is Sorach Ani Loiva Bodover, Atam, I have to say an explanation. Tleleheve Dori Basroi Yashem Lichuolai, the next generation shouldn't hear what I said, they'll start to laugh at me. Lechura Tzimod Nezach, what kind of Tzviya is there by Shchita? That there it is, soive bosa be my nichle, lahai shechit be tzviyat abosam, hainu chucha. It's a laugh. Van yoyme botam, I'll explain why it's good. Nichle le svosa be seshchita be doma, shei tzavu be dam. The butcher is happy if the meat looks nice and red. Kehechit le schaza inchi, she nishcha to ayoyim. People should see it's fresh meat. It was just geshochten today. Veneisu ve nizavnu, people come to buy it better. Therefore, the happy, if it's dyed red, it looks redder, it looks like more fresher meat, people come to buy it, people are more happy about it. So, now this man, Yama, you have a chiyuv two times by shchita. There could be two yisurim involved. It could be a tzviya, and it could be the tzios neshama. Lochavai says, we only pass not the tzios neshama. Mashma, that's not called tzviya. The fact the blood goes on the meat that makes the meat redder, that's not really a tzviya, not really dyeing it. Right. The Mishnah then says another av malacher is v'hal modchoi v'ham avdoi. You take the skin after you pulled it off the animal and you salt the skin, and then you mavdoi, you work over the skin, like you stamp on it, people walk on top of it, you mavdoi, you work over the skin. For the Gemara, hainu moilach v'hainu mavdoi, who is the same av malacher? What's the av malacher here? You're working over the skin, you're making the skin into leather. So why not come in if you first salt it and then you walk over it? It's the same av malacha. Said Rashi, "Hainu moilach, hainu mavid. Oto malicha lat tzarech ibadu." It's like the exact same thing. The salting is mamash to tzarech to fix up the skin. So it's the same thing. Have the Gemara in a chanami. Rabbi Yechid of Reshlokesh Yamru Tavayu, Apik Chad Menayim, and Echlami, take out one of these two. There is both is considered like one Av Malocha. The Ayil Shirtut. And put another Av Malocha to make 39. Shirtut. That's you scratch out lines on the skin. Like Rashi says, the Ayil Shirtut, the Frishadera Choratsanim. The 10 is the people work with the skin, with the leather, Kishubola Chatku, and you want to cut the skin, Mishatatoy Tchila. First they scratch out on it. Kefi mashu reitza. Whatever size they want to cut it, first they make a scratch on the skin. L'haruch l'achav l'katzer achitu, to make it longer, shorter. V'yachakein mavar asak, and then they take the knife and cut the skin. Is derech hashirtu. They cut it over the outline of the scratching. V'chein boiris ha-mishkan shishchotchkom. Same thing in the skin of the Mishkan. First they used to scratch it out with a shirt to make like a line in the skin to measure out exactly how far you want it, and then they would go and cut it. So this shirt that they yelled, that's called an Av Malacha by itself. So they used to do a shirt. That's it.